Hello, this is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, February the 5th, 2018. And the show is coming to you from Malaysia, as it does every Monday and Friday. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. And I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows. And again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call, and my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. So now on to the synopsis of today's show. Well, as I'm sure you're all very aware, the FISA memo has been released. It is out. And I shall kick off the show today by talking about it. It's quite a shock, as I'm sure you are well aware. And it indeed points up the what I call the unbridled, unbounded corruption which has made itself known to all of us, and corruption in the most brazen way imaginable at the highest levels. Then I thought we'd indulge in a very quick overview of recent history, that is to say, history beginning with the influence of my generation, the baby boomers. And the baby boomers are responsible for a pretty sick story, and one which doesn't often get told because, frankly, the perpetrators are still in power. So then, a quick follow-up on my piece about poverty in the US. I've talked about it several times, and I have just a quick comment to add, followed by a quick overview of Japan, which I haven't talked about in a while, but I think it's worth having another look at the recent history of Japan. And then I'm going to look at the way in which CEOs view their jobs. It's not quite what you may think. CEOs are not known for their humility, and they're not always known for their great sagacity either. So we'll just have a quick look at some of them and see how they made out. Then we will talk about Joe Kennedy's response to the State of the Union message last week, just in order to point up how even young Democrats today appear to be utterly unmindful of the immense level of debt, as in this response you will see from Joe Kennedy's comments. Then we will talk about the hypocrisy of Alan Greenspan, who used to say that he couldn't tell when there was a bubble in the making and is now all over everybody, telling everybody that the bubble is very definitely there in today's terms, now apparently knowing when bubbles are being born and bred, in sharp contrast to his comments of several years ago. And then we will discuss how governments dictate your fortunes without you even realizing it. Again, the story of the frog in the water who gets used to the gradually heating water and then dies from overheating, as opposed to the frog who jumps into a pot of boiling water and immediately jumps out again from the shock. So that's the show for you today, ladies and gentlemen. I just would like to make a quick point about poverty in the US, because it's really rather shocking. I sent out a weekend reading, which I send to all the donors to the show, and according to the World Bank, and this comes out of this passage that I sent, 769 million people live on less than $1.90 a day, this was figures from 2013. They are the world's very poorest. Of these, 3.2 million live in the United States. The Oxford economist Richard Robert Allen recently estimated needs-based absolute poverty lines for rich countries that are designed to match more accurately the $1.90 level for poor countries. $4 a day is around the middle of his estimates. When we compare absolute poverty in the United States with absolute poverty in India or other poor countries, we should be using $4 in the United States and $1.90 in India. Once we do this, there are 5.3 million Americans who are absolutely poor by global standards. This is a small number compared with the one for India, for example, but it's more than in Sierra Leone. There are millions of Americans whose suffering through material poverty and poor health is as bad or worse than that of the people in Africa or in Asia. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Please feel free to donate to the show and listen to some of the things we talk about. I'm sure you'd find them of interest, and I look forward to hearing from a lot more of you as time goes by. And so, with that, and it being the beginning of the week, I would like to wish you all a wonderful week ahead, and I, Richard Martin, will be back on Friday with more of the Wake Up Call. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.